This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Hundreds gathered in Pittsburgh to remember the 11 people shot dead during a Sabbath prayer service Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Dan Frankel is a state representative.
As Jews, we have been traumatized over the years. We've always survived. We've been resilient. This community will be resilient and become stronger because of this, but nevertheless, the fact that this was an act of hate by an anti-Semite is certainly something that goes to our very core as Jews.
The suspect, Robert Bowers, entered the synagogue armed with an assault rifle and pistols, shouting, "All Jews must die." Six others were wounded, including four policemen. Bowers was wounded and taken into custody. President Donald Trump said the scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, tolerated, or allowed to continue. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told Fox News Sunday active shooter training was provided at the synagogue.
In such events, there is rarely time to think through roles and responsibilities. The response has got to be automatic. And that's where the drills and the workshops that we conduct come in. We've trained over 900,000 officials throughout the country. We will continue to do that.
The attack came a day after Cesar Sayoc was arrested on suspicion of mailing several explosive devices to prominent Democrats and the cable news network. Pope Francis lamented the Pittsburgh shootings. The Israeli cabinet stood for a moment of silence. The Eiffel Tower in Paris went dark to honor the victims. The deadly Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has now claimed nearly 170 lives since August, with a second wave sweeping through the city of Beni, with many of the afflicted children now under the age of 10. This is VOA News. In Sri Lanka, one person was killed Sunday when a former cabinet minister tried to re-enter his office at the petroleum industry. Friday, President Mairithpala Sirisena sacked the prime minister and swore in ex-president Mahinda Rajapaksa to replace him after claiming to have uncovered an assassination plot. Parliament has been suspended for more than 2 weeks. Parliamentarian Jayampathy Wickramarte denounced the move.
That the president can remove the prime minister, only for the sake of argument. But even then, he can't do it arbitrarily. He can only do it then if the prime minister has lost his majority in parliament.
The U.S. Sunday urged all sides to refrain from violence and called for parliament to reconvene to affirm who will lead the government. Social Liberal Party lawmaker Jair Bolsonaro easily won the presidential runoff in Brazil, taking more than 55% of the vote to leftist Workers' Party hopeful Fernando Haddad's 45%. Supporters set off fireworks near his Rio de Janeiro home late Sunday, while protesters marched against the victory of the rightist Bolsonaro, a former army officer who has vowed to engage in harsh measures to crack down on corruption and crime.
Na verdade, começar do zero, né? Fazer uma limpa.
Voter Gustavo Pinto said the country has to start from zero, cleaning things up. Those of us, he added, who have children have had a bit of hope. Mr. Bolsonaro, in his first post-election remarks, vowed to respect democratic principles. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's coalition government suffered another political setback Sunday with election results in the state of Hesse. Her Christian Democrats came in first, but with a much reduced majority of 27%, a drop of over 11% from 2013. It followed the Bavarian state election results 2 weeks ago, showing a similar sharp drop in support for the coalition partner Christian Social Union Party. Georgia's presidential election appeared headed for a second round Sunday after ruling Georgian Dream Party candidate Salome Surabishvili, a former French diplomat, against opposition hopeful Grigol Vashtadze. A second round is expected to take place no later than December 1st. In Thailand, the main political party, Pheu-Thai, is to oppose the ruling military government, has voted in new leadership as it prepares for next year's election. Sunday's meeting was the first for all members since it was toppled from power in a 2014 coup. The Thai billionaire owner of the English Premier League team Leicester City was among five who died after their helicopter crashed shortly after takeoff from the football field. 60-year-old Vishay Srivaprabha, who bankrolled the team to a 2016 championship, was remembered as a man of kindness and generosity. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.